Hello and welcome to another edition of Vikings Game Plan. Into the game against the Cincinnati Bengals at U.S. Bank Stadium. Paul Allen with Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. Cincinnati Bengals on to Cincinnati. How do you win this one?
Well, we've got to do a great job defensively on A.J. Green. Obviously, the mix in the runner is very good. And defensively, they're really similar to really everything that we do. Vontaze Burfict is a great player. Geno Atkins, Carlos Dunlap, George Aloka. Kirkpatrick, you know, they've got a lot of guys that were there when I was there.
Sounds like you're very familiar with those guys. I mean, you brought a lot of them into the league, and they do have some high-enders defensively, don't they?
Yeah, they got a bunch of Pro Bowlers over there, and they're good. They're sound defensively. They do a great job with the scheme, and they'll make it difficult for us.
The coach mentions A.J. Green this season. The Vikings have seen, among others, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones. A.J. Green, overall, what kind of receiver is he?
You know, he's dynamic.
And a long pass for A.J. Green. He's wide open inside the 20-yard line, and he's going to go.
He's a terrific person. Catches the ball, unbelievable. First thing I ever noticed about him was how strong his hands are. And he's got great speed. You know, he's 6'4", runs like crazy. Good route runner, good in and out of breaks. He's dynamic.
Linebacker Vontaze Burfict missed the Bengals' loss to the Chicago Bears. You believed in Vontaze out of Arizona State University and got paid off. He's a really good player, isn't he?
He's an excellent player. Very, very physical, comes out of his hips. He's a big-time thumper, very instinctive. So we'll have to keep an eye on him. We'll have to get our pads on him.
You're going to try to win your 11th game today and the NFC North, and in doing so, you would have to beat a friend of yours in Marvin Lewis. How important is Marvin to your career?
Oh, Marvin's a tremendous person. We're great friends. When I'm back in Cincinnati, we still see each other. He comes over to the place sometimes, he's meant a lot to me. He's a great friend, and unfortunately, one of us have to lose.
Let's take a look at some Vikings film, beginning on offense.
And Keenum's pass on the way. He's got a first down. Keekly upset with himself. That is Thielen for a pickup of 12.
He's going to feel the pressure, and he's going to look downfield. It's a five-man rush, not a lot of space, and he slides up, and he buys time and allows Thielen to get into a soft spot.
This was the first third down of the ball game, and we had a protection this week where we kept the tight end and brought Jerick all the way over. They're bringing a lot of pressure off the edge, so he's blocking Thomas Davis, trying to work the middle of the field, try to get open. And they're playing their fire zone cover three here. Nice job with Rashad. He's pushing Peppers up the field. And then Case steps up and into the pocket. And, you know, Adam, like he always does, he finds a nice little seam, and Case chucks it in there.
Yeah, good for Case staying in the pocket, then kind of wiggling out late, right?
Yeah, he does a nice job in the pocket. As he comes out here, he knows where the strength of the protection is. It's going to be to the right, and because Jerick's working off to the left side. So you see Riley takes a guy to the inside and squeeze him down, and Case and Kyle squeezes his man down. And then so the step-up lane is right there, and that's where he wants to try to get to, and throws the ball in there nicely to Adam.
Across the middle, there are three Vikings in the area.
Just a good play.
This is a deal we're trying to show Harrison Smith coming off the edge. You know, they've been sliding the guard out to Everson all day, and so we brought Barr up the middle. Harrison is actually working zone off the back to the weak side. Xavier's squeezing Funchess back to the inside, and Sendejo's playing middle of field to the offside. You get an out and up on Trey Waynes down here, who covers it nicely, and Terrence is in the slot, who covers his guy vertically. So this is one of the play action routes that they like to run. A nice job by really all three of the guys, Xavier, Sendejo, and Kendricks.
As we see here on the end zone angle, look at Everson's hit right as he lets go of the ball.
Yeah, and this is going in the game. We were hoping we'd get some one-on-ones with Everson, and this was one way to try to get to it, is kind of overload the pressure to the other side, and then got a nice little hit on Cam Newton.